and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kyle, who plays... Why am I not remembering?
Barry Dingle!
Ben, who plays Wrath? Matt, who plays Wrath. Oh my god, what am I doing tonight? What's happening? Sir? Matt, who plays Wrath.
For glory.
Stephanie, who plays Kuviana.
Ahoy hoy!
Lauren, who plays Ophelia. and Ben, who plays someone.
Hi, I'm definitely not Valinor anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was your idea for us to change characters so often, Sean. If you wanted to remember our names, you could have just left it as the season one character forever.
Right? Oh, God. Could you imagine still? Maybe we should. Maybe we should revisit and do like a Bizarro season one.
Where you have only like.
I want all the reject characters.
Right.
I would have so much less gold.
Everybody who's died. We play an afterlife campaign.
Really now? Would you be okay with that? Because you know who I would be playing.
Who would you
five
play?
Five different people?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Ben. It would be Caldeus, that one.
Yeah, why would we have a problem with that?
Because
the shortest lived character.
Because it got really broken towards the end.
Since the end, didn't you exist for like 7 minutes?
Yeah, well, like you were. It was like 3 episodes.
No, it was during the that. It was during the one shot with Lauren.
Oh
yeah, we did do that.
I don't remember that far back.
Does anybody remember what happened last week?
Ben became the big bad of the campaign.
Yeah. Became a big bad.
We got a lot of information about the evil Oculus. So we were snooping around in the Shadowfell, in the Shadowfell version of Haven. It seems like they
can we canonically call the evil Oculus the Obulus?
The Obulus, done.
Yes, just so we can keep the difference going on.
Perfect. Yeah. So we snuck into CeeLo's house, killed the guards, almost died, didn't die. Went down a trapdoor, found information about the Obulus, stating that if all the pieces of the Obulus were reunited, it would have the same cursed effect that it has in the Shadowfell, because the Shadowfell's been under this whole cursed effect the entire time. And then we went and got all the pieces of the Obulus.
Kuviana.
Oh, quick to blame somebody else.
Uh-huh. Kuviana and Balinor had a small disagreement over the Obulus pieces that were separated, and then they were combined, and then Balinor had, I can't remember.
Balinor had two pieces then.
Yep, yeah. And then he made them into one.
Yeah, he went back, and
then there was a disagreement about if we should really take these pieces back into our world or not, because that's just adding to their platform, and then, of course, as soon as we walked through, people forgot who the fuck we were, and then we get back to our mansion, and we're trying to figure out, like, what the fuck to do, and there's a knock on the door, and Lady de Bolbeck came in and said, I think I have what you're looking for. And she comes with the rest of the key pieces of the Obulus, and her and Balinor meshed them together, and then chaos exploded. Mm-hmm. Balinor is a lich, because he's a bitch, and then the world is in darkness. And that's where we left off.
Alright.
That seems like enough.
Yeah. So,
and Balinor broke a very long friendship.
And our hearts.
Let me set the scene. So, you guys have been living in this new world for about 2 years. The big thing that's new is there's a strong undead presence everywhere. The dead don't remain buried. Out of respect for the fallen, people have taken to burning the bodies instead of burying them. You know, so grandma doesn't come back. and you guys are under suspicion that it's Balinor's doing. Rumors are everywhere about the whereabouts of Balinor. None can seem to agree, except that he must be the one behind it. People who have gone searching for him go missing, all except for one group of intrepid adventurers that returned, all missing their heads as they aimlessly wandered back to Haven, being eaten by crows the whole way. Crows are everywhere. It's an incessant 24-hour sound. The carrion birds opportunistically feasting on the never-ending supply of rotting flesh. And it's not just the crows. A new breed of animal, undead owls the size of bears, have appeared and seem to survey the goings-on of the entire realm. The sound is enough to drive some mad, and it has. A new asylum has opened in Haven and is almost at capacity. People are scared, but a few of the brave have taken to the Underdark. They have set up a small city named Pax Lair, and the people of Haven have begun migrating to this new refuge. The Drow and Sverf Nevelin have assisted in its construction using their knowledge to make it a comfortable and secure location. That's where you find yourselves at the beginning of this session, sitting at the table of the Chosen along with 15 others to decide your next course of action. You guys are sitting next to a new companion, relatively new. I say that he's been with your little group for about 5 months at this point. So we're going to do a little doodly-doo, doodly-doo, doodly-doo flashback scene to... I guess this guy became a part of your group probably because of his adventuring prowess. But I'm thinking at one point, Barry insisted on an interview.
Listen, we have a process. It's worked. I don't know why we wouldn't just keep doing what works.
So in the background, your guys' new bureau is being constructed in the Underdark. You guys have gained some prestige because you're a pretty stout adventuring party. And the Barrel Bureau had some renown, but on top of it, you guys have been pretty, pretty handy when it comes to the dealing with these undead and figuring out what's going on. So I don't know that you guys are still an investigation agency as much, more of an adventuring group, but Barry seems to be insisting on an interview process. So this building is under construction. You guys can go through what it looks like here in a little bit. As someone walks through the door, Ben, what do you look like?
Okay. So you see a half elven woman with golden hair, and she's wearing a dark purple dress with like gold adornments on it.
Okay. I'm guessing you're
do you have a copy of your CV?
So you guys are milling about. You see this person walk in. You guys know this person, or at least have heard of them. They've been instrumental in working to, you know, they came down to the Underdark. They've been adventuring. They're pretty well known. They've helped usher people. Would you have helped usher people to this new place from Haven? What have you been doing since this, I guess, plague started happening?
Yeah, probably would have helped with that. At the very least, you know, helping people escape from perhaps people, you know, undead chasing them or whatnot.
Yeah, and you've been in and out of here. People know who you are. You sit on this small council that kind of decides the goings on. And this adventuring group, what was the Bear Owl Bureau, it probably still is the Bear Owl Bureau. It seems like it's good that you joined their ranks, but again, formality. It's not just a formality. This is the process. So can go for it. You walk in and they are milling around, pointing people to different places to put boxes, and there's some construction going on and all that.
Do we know her name? Like, because if we've encountered her before, like, would we know her name? Does she get a formal invitation to come interview with us?
I think you would have heard her name around.
Yeah, her first name is Valeria.
Valeria, ooh.
Also, you should be able to see like the picture that I used for her in Roll 20.
I prefer to do interviews without pictures. Thank you very much. I don't want to have any implicit bias. Sorry.
Okay, so if you walk in and no one's paying attention, I'll kind of like run over and be like, oh, Valeria, is that you?
Yes, I was told you wanted to have an interview with me now.
Yes.
Come back later or?
No. Just don't mind the mess. I mean, it's you know, we're moving in. We're getting settled. But why don't you come and sit on this box right here? And, you know, we'll pull up a couple other boxes and we'll just have a quick conversation. If that's fine, if you have the time.
Well, I suppose I am here already.
Oh, okay.
You see Barry makes a note. Interesting.
I guess, you know, introductions may not be needed. You know who we are. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We know some of the things you've been doing, but give us a better idea of your resume.
Well, my name is Valeria Sorrell. You may have heard of my father.
Maybe. Could you clarify on who your father is?
One of Ben's other characters.
I need to hear him say it.
This is where all the lineage comes back into.
Oh my god, Ben, you fucking crack me up. Okay.
His name's Elrond. He saved the world.
Oh, he fucks. Okay.
Wait, can we remember that now, Sean?
I'm going to say that over time, that the memory portion has faded a bit. You guys are able to remember most things. The fact that it's all, the obelus is all together now, has changed its sway a bit. Its power is centralized now and utilized for a different thing rather than blanketing the realm in forgetfulness.
Now it's just used for concentrated pure evil.
Yes, pretty much.
Cool. We did a good job, guys.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Problem solved.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Miss Valeria, what backgrounds do you have that could possibly help contribute to our cause? Well, I mean, we've seen you in action in the streets, assisting and getting people out, but what other skills do you possess?
Are you adept at magic?
Well, I dabble a bit.
Is this your card?
No,
no, it's more like, is this your wallet?
Oh.
Well, it's not, that one's not.
Someone's
wallet. Barry pulls out a chain wallet.
A wallet on a chain? Please tell me it has fucking flames in it.
It's literally on fire, Sean. It's not figuratively on fire.
Smoking.
Barry, you go to reach for it and you realize that it's already been pulled out of your pocket. It's just dangling by the chain.
Oh, Barry, you pull your wallet out. It weighs about 40 pounds and gold coins just spill everywhere, unable to be contained in this wallet.
Every time Barry's jingles takes a step, it just sounds like a coin bag.
It sounds like money. Rolled. Yeah, it sounds like
amazing. All right, anyway, sorry.
It's a good magic trick. But that is my wallet. Give it back.
Yes, yes. Don't, I wasn't planning on keeping it.
I do have one question.
This is an interview. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Yes. One moment. Okay, it's not. Here we go.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, zone of truth.
What's the most difficult thing you've had to do in your previous position?
No, are you a lich?
Hold on, let me make my saving throw first. What kind of save is that? Charisma saving throw?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Do I get your aura of protection bonus?
Nope, I don't see you as an ally yet.
Fair. 10.
That's a fail.
Okay. No, if I was a lich, you'd probably be dead already.
Shit, have you been able to do this whole time?
I didn't think I was going to need it. Typically don't talk first before action.
Do you have any dark backgrounds that could potentially bite you or us as a group that could come back?
At this point, I don't think so. There's, you know, a lot of undead running around that would impede anything that I've done from being relevant.
Stephanie, you look like you're going to say something.
I know. I'm like... I mean, I feel like you're kind of dodging our questions a little bit, you know? Like, we asked you about some of your past and your accomplishments, and yet weren't able to really tell us much.
Oh, well, if you want some references, I suppose you could go to Timmy Twinkletoes.
Stole my idea, you motherfucker.
Timmy and I go way back, so I'd love to go and talk to him about you.
Can you, outside of just picking Barry's wallet, can you display any of your other abilities to us?
I suppose. She just kind of like reaches out her hand, twirls it, and a large like scythe made out of shadows appears in her hand.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, then.
Can I touch it?
You can. It will probably hurt. It's a weapon.
That's cool.
I poke it. Am I bleeding now?
Probably not. It does psychic damage.
I touch it and...
My father never loved me.
I touch it. No, I touch it and all of a sudden Barry's nose starts bleeding.
That's pretty cool.
God damn it.
Barry, do you need healing?
No.
Well, that's good. I can't do that, so...
I can. We're good.
Well, Valeria... Go ahead, Barry.
I forgot what kind of things we... I just knew we had to do this. I don't really have that many questions.
I have a quick question. What is your biggest strength and your biggest opportunity? What do you really think you'd like to grow? And what do you think you're really good at beyond this, like, swirling black thing you got going on there?
Well, if you need someone to get somewhere undetected, I'm pretty good at that. I've got a good mixture of practical skills and magical abilities. And, I can get in places where other people probably can't.
And your brooms for opportunity?
Really missed the chance there to say, like, your mama's panties.
Come on. Areas of improvement.
There's always room to improve, hone my skills. But I do find that I tend to be better than most people at things, so...
It's an opportunity. I love this. All right.
So your humility definitely needs some work.
One last question.
As we call it, where I'm from.
You don't see yourself anytime soon, you know, stabbing us in the back if you work for us, yes?
What about the front? Also not good.
I wasn't planning on doing that anytime, so unless one of you wanted to give me a reason to do that, probably not.
Well,
she's got my vote.
I know the last group we did was a panic hire, but I feel like I feel a little bit better about
Lady Valeria?
Valeria!
All right. Valeria, that's right.
Can you write that down somewhere?
It's on the name.
That sounds like so much work. Okay, like really, honestly.
It's like, I don't have a problem with this.
All right. Well, Lady Valeria, this is going to be a prestigious role possibly in the future. So we'd love to have you on board. Welcome to the
mob. It's going to be prestigious?
No, probably.
I think we lost all our prestige.
No, we're working on it. Welcome to the mob.
Yeah. It's not like you all caused the current predicament we're in or anything, so.
Ooh, can I rescind my invitation?
Yeah, right?
Caused is generous. We're witness to, certainly.
The important thing is,
we had a front row seat.
We're working on it, right?
Mm.
We're going to work to maintain the peace that Haven once had. And then, as long as that is our unit goal, then you are welcome to join us.
I do have one more question. How are you exactly related to the infamous Balinor?
What do I know about Balinor's relation to Elrond?
Are you close to your family?
kind of. I mean, you know, I keep in contact with my father, but
you would probably know. You would probably know that he is actually Eleron's brother, but he didn't know that at the time.
Because didn't he think it was, it didn't, wasn't Balinor Eleron's son?
That's what we thought.
You guys thought that he was Eleron's son. What it turns out is Eleron's mom fell in love while in Haven and had a child. And that child, another child, was Balinor. So you guys have information about Balinor that he does not know.
Unky okay. Balinor.
Yeah, so, I believe he's my uncle, something like that.
Must be awkward family reunions.
Well, I haven't actually spoken with him before, so it likely will be. But, also odd that I believe I'm slightly older than he is, so.
Hold on. Math ain't adding up right here for a second. So he's your uncle. So yes. who's your dad?
Eleron is my.
I mean, if you live like 400 years, it's bound to happen. I mean, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, elves.
It gets complicated. Elves are
weird that way.
I went to Catholic school, man. I had an aunt and a niece in the same grade as me. So it happens.
So point of order. you guys are standing in this building that's being constructed. I visualize it as, you know, there was basically walls of stone and the Sferf Neblin are carving out places, you know, making buildings and stuff like that. But yours is like carved into the side of the wall. There's a front facade of this building with a door and windows and stuff like that. But your guys's headquarters is now cut into this wall. You've ordered a total of, let's say, 10 rooms. Okay. So obviously you guys have your bedrooms there. Mm-hmm. What other 5 rooms would you like to be crafted?
Dibs on a workshop, like a work / machine shop. So some big lathes and all sorts of crazy contraptions. That would also serve, if just to keep things simple, Barry does not need a bedroom independent of the work / machine shop.
And the other thing is, you guys are working with these Sferf Neblin. If you wanted like a secret room, you could do that. You could talk to them.
I think that might be fair.
And reminder, I am also a Sferf Neblin, so I don't seem to get along with the other Sferf Neblin very well.
Oops.
Just
writing physical notes to figure out this workshop.
Well, if I can make a suggestion, I would suggest at least a secret exit.
No, but you're right, though. Definitely a secret exit.
Hold on. Secret hot tub, too.
One of the Sferf Neblin walks up. He's got a pencil behind his ear and some papers, and he says, so we've got the bedrooms constructed. We've made your escape passage. Any other rooms you could think of that you would want? Any decor, anything like that? We're doing our best here. We're trying to keep ahead of schedule, but... And then he looks over at Barry and he's like, this one is fairly particular about the things that he wants.
Listen, when you need perfection, you need perfection. You told me you could give it. Why are you calling me out like this?
Barry, it's okay. It's okay.
We're doing our best here, but your demands are ludicrous.
Just
30-foot high ceilings in a workshop? 3 different furnaces to go upstairs?
You try building a mech suit in under 30 feet of height. Impossible!
Look, I get your needs, but it's not doable going up to the surface that many times. It's ruining the integrity of this. Fine, whatever. We'll make it happen.
Does the secret exit?
I literally throw a handful of diamonds at him.
These are worthless now. You just give them to everybody. We don't even mine for them anymore. We literally have piles of them here. And he opens his pocket and diamonds just spill out.
Oh my god, damn it, Barry.
Collapse the economy.
Crash the diamond industry.
And ruby and gold. Yeah. It's
bad. All precious materials.
Yeah.
Does the secret exit count as like a room?
No, you can have a secret exit.
Okay. So we've got a room slash workshop for Barry, a Valeria room, Kuvia, Ophelia bedroom, Wrath room. And I was thinking, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, so that gives us 1, 2, 3, 4 rooms. So we can have an office, like where we do all of our business, so that's 5. A kitchen, 6. Training room, 7. Armory?
That probably wouldn't hurt.
We could probably do armory slash training room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we do have the B team and possibly training others.
I want a hot tub and a bistro set. I really just don't see why we need anything.
I think you could say that if you have like a training room, the training room should have like a gym, sauna, hot tub attached to it. It's a medicinal soak.
The Sverf Neblin walks up and he says, good news on the barracks training room. We discovered an underflow of lava going just beneath here, and we've rigged some pipes going below to pipe some heat up from down below to create a nice warm tub for you as a relaxation spot.
Oh, you're perfect. You're doing great. Thank you.
You are legendary.
Our work is pretty well known here in the Underdark, and it's a pleasure to be working with you. Thanks for all your help getting people here and just doing good for the realm.
We're trying. Okay, so then we also need like a room where like for large gatherings. Not necessarily like a dining hall, but like
a conference room.
Yeah, conference room. Conference room.
With a big fireplace. Old
table.
another Sverf Neblin walks up just winded and he's like, all right, we finished the conference room, I think. The chandelier was a bit difficult, but we rigged it pretty nicely. You should just be able to lower it and raise it to add the candles. The table, on the other hand, we only have the option for 15 chairs, not 45 like was asked by this one here. The room is just simply not big enough.
That's fine.
Sir, were you able to...
Barry, we're doing our best here, Barry.
Were you able to source the table with mahogany?
Yes, eventually we found some. Not enough for a 45-person table, like I said, but a 15-person table.
That's okay. We appreciate it.
Trees don't grow that big, Barry.
Listen. Magic!
Here's your card.
Conversation?
What happened to good classic carpenters who had their own druids? It seems like that no one's even doing it right anymore. They're actually growing the trees. Chaos.
Barry, I'm pretty sure half of them have become undead.
2 more rooms. Whee! Do we want to do a library, maybe? So that way we can have like a study to like... I don't know if there's an extra.
Like, yeah,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Library would probably actually be an amazing idea because we are probably like over the years like collecting information as much as possible. Any like reference material might help us later on.
Do we want to have like our last room be like a barracks just for like extra room for people who need to crash at our place or something like that?
A guest house.
Yeah. Did we establish like a kitchen? I guess is my question. Okay. Then
I put kitchen on there. So here's what we've got so far. We've got Barry's workroom / bedroom. We've got the Valeria room. We've got the Kuvia Ophelia room. We've got the Wrath room. It's 4. We've got an office, a kitchen, a training room, / armory, / sauna, conference room, and a library. So we've got 1 more room left.
Yeah, backup bunks.
A panic room.
Panic room might actually be a good idea.
Can we put our panic room with our secret escape?
Yeah, sure. That can be the entrance to your secret escape.
Perfect. All right. Yeah, panic room, entryway.
Cool.
Perfect. Another Sverf Neblin walks in and he says, well, we finished the panic room in the right at the tunnel to your exit way. Barry, I don't know how to tell you this. We cannot put loudspeakers throughout the town that scream panic when you press a button in there. We cannot be disrupting the town like that.
Oh, God.
I gave you the really good plans for a klaxon. What happened?
We'll put in the damn klaxon.
All right. Now we agreed, right? Now that you've assembled the panic room, I need all architects involved to burn their plans. No one must know.
Yes, Barry, we've done it. As he takes his plans and puts them in his back pocket and walks away.
And it's like, I look at Barry, he's like, you're not going to have them like take cyanide pills, are you?
What? No, I just asked him to burn the plans. Jesus, don't get all dark on me.
We're kind of at dark times right now, Barry.
Well, it's quite dark outside, yes.
We are what we make it. We get all bummed out and shit, and yeah, it's gonna be a bummer.
You just see Rath just okay. Like sulk off a bit and like just walk away.
I hope you said sulk.
I did.
That's not what I heard.
I said sulk.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Get your mind that's out of the gutter,
Steph. It's definitely an alternate to what was heard.
You said it, not me.
All right.
All right, we've that's got our ourselves house.
We've got a house.
All right, you've got your house. You guys are all set up. And let's now that the interview is complete, you guys have your stuff all set up. We're going to cut back to current day, where you guys are all seated at a table in the town hall of Paxlayer. Your group is sitting there along with 15 other people to discuss plans.
Okay.
You guys recognize a few faces there. The congressman whose son you saved is a part of this, as well as Clover is there. The captain of the town guard of Haven, as well as a smattering of different adventurers for throughout Haven that have proven themselves worthy. The congressman that was whose son was abducted and you saved is basically the acting town mayor, is what it would be. Clover was chosen initially for the position, but he declined it just so he could, if he had to leave at a moment's notice to assist with something, he could do so. He didn't want to be tied down to Paxlayer.
Okay. And how many are there total?
Total 20? Of 20, including you guys.
Hmm, okay. It's small.
Well, that's just this council. There's a few thousand people in this underground city. And more keep coming. Like I said, the Drow and the Serf Neblin not only are helping build the city, but they also are denizens of the Underdark. They're familiar with this place. They've set up protections throughout. And there's other cities that are cropping up in different places of the Underdark now, where people are seeking refuge from the surface world into a more defensible position. What was that guy's name? Inspiration to whoever knows that.
What? Can you give me something more than mayor, that guy?
The mayor.
Hold on.
Oh.
Going back
I've got you. Wasn't
the kid's name like Joaquin or something like that?
Yeah, the kid.
Hold on. Damn it. What's the point of having a bookmark if it's not in the right place?
While no one's coming up with it, I'm just going to make a pitch that it's Mayor McFudge.
Mayor McFudge.
Joaquin Everset. Father Gregory Everset.
Gregory
Everset pops up.
What did I get for that? Inspiration.
Look at you go, Steph.
Gregory Everset.
I only took notes the first couple episodes.
Sitting at the table. And he's looking through some paperwork. And he's like, it's dire on the surface right now. The asylum in Haven is completely full. We're working on plans to migrate those down here, but it's still in the works. Stubborn people, especially the political type, are remaining in Haven and slandering our name. The Dawn Eagle are doing our best. So that's another thing is the symbol of the resistance is the Dawn Eagle. It's a bird it's a eagle with its wings spread flying upward. Anybody who's a part of this resistance group bears this insignia somewhere on their person, whether hidden or open, depending on their mission. And Gregory continues, he says, they continue to slander our name, and unfortunately, if a few in Haven are still listening to them, they will not take refuge in the Underdark. They are being consumed by madness and listening to madmen. I'm unsure we are able to help much further. People know where we are. It's up to them to come or not. Clover chimes in and he says, well, hopefully they will see reason as the undead just keep cropping up. Haven is no longer defensible.
There's no reason for people who refuse the idea of the undead.
I do not know why they choose this path, but more power to them, I guess. But as it stands, we still do not know the whereabouts of Balinor. Has anybody received any word or notice? Any new information? And the table goes silent. No one can quite tell. You guys have been searching forever for any sort of inkling of where Balinor could have gone. And the table turns to look at... I'm sorry, Ben, what was your new character's name?
Valeria?
Yeah. They look at you and Clover says, Valeria, I hate to keep putting this on your shoulders, but as a family member of Balinor, have you heard anything from Eleron or from anyone in your family as to his possible whereabouts? You wouldn't have heard anything. You know that Eleron is looking just as much as you guys are. He's everywhere. Eleron doesn't call any place home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard nothing from my father. He's busy running around the world trying to solve all the problems by himself. So,
none of you know anything about Balinor or his family, whereabouts of any of his family members?
Trenton, maybe.
Trenton?
He had us deliver a message to a house in Trenton. And
do you know to whom?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you if I wanted to. I know that I feel like he mentioned perhaps it was to his mother or to someone looking for Eleron. He thought that Eleron was his father.
We have not heard word from Trenton in a great long time. Perhaps an envoy is due to go check in. Is anybody capable of making this journey? As the table kind of sits for a second, they all look over at you guys. They do the majority of the heavy lifting.
I mean, we're definitely more than capable of going down there ourselves and maybe doing a little investigating. Kuviana and I did go knock on that door, so it wouldn't hurt to check in on our family, or not our family, but, you know, Trenton. We need to go check on Trenton anyways.
It is of utmost importance that we do not fault Balinor's family members, as we have not faulted you for being in company with him. We do not intend to, and the moment we make assumptions is the moment that we ourselves become monsters.
Understood.
Well, with any luck, we'll be able to enjoy some of the resorts in Trenton.
I'm sure the beaches are just wonderful right now, what with all the skeletons and whatnot. I'm sorry, my sarcasm has gotten the better of me these days.
Interesting. We'll head out there. Do we need to set up a little or more of a defense to make sure that nothing attacks the tunnels leading into our refuge?
I'm quite sure that Elanthil is capable of continuing keeping the security of Paxlayer at their forefront. I have full faith in our Drow friends that they are Drow and Svirfneblin friends that they are know what they're doing here.
Oh, absolutely.
This is as secure a place as we're going to find in this dark, broken world.
Well, then we will make our move, and we'll return with more information hopefully soon.
Tell me, will you travel via the Underdark or will you travel via the surface? Both are with their perils as well as their strengths.
Sean! do we know the way to Trenton in the Underdark?
Yeah, I'm sure you could get a map. Some routes are less traveled than others, and the further you go, I mean, they can't have guards every 5 feet. Yeah, you know?
No, absolutely.
You would know that there are dangers in the Underdark. There are safe places to go, certain areas of the Underdark, but you think all the way to Trenton, you would run into some danger. But you know, going via the surface, you would also run into danger.
I think to help avoid any suspicion if Balinor is potentially spying on us, our safest bet's probably Underdark. Would you agree? And she looks at her team.
I don't think we have another option. I do agree that it's probably the safest path that we could take.
Yeah, makes sense.
I have no other ideas to go with.
Then might I recommend speaking with Quellios, the Underdark cartographer in this town? Gregor says, a fine fellow. He helped me and my son find a safe place where we could make hikes and walks, kind of to keep some of our sanity.
Yeah, we will go speak with him.
What was his name? Quellius?
Quellius.
Okay. yeah, we'll go do that. Is there any other need for us at this time?
Not unless you want to hear about talking of the treasury and all the boring stuff that we do while you're off doing all the...
You know, I think we're more of an action-oriented group.
And that's why we all look at you. We handle the books, you handle the blood.
I think we're good to go. Let's go, guys. Let's go.
And by the way, might I say, a fine choice in picking Valeria to be your companion. She is quite capable.
Yep. She's shown her proof. Yeah. All right, we leave.
Yeah.
Good luck as you're leaving. It says, now that we have quorum, we need to discuss the new naming of the Haven Quill into a more Underdarky thing. And
let's go.
Yeah. You hear the sound of Cynthia Oathheart in the background just naming off names of newspapers as you leave.
Poor Cynthia. I'd almost feel bad for her, but
what?
I said almost, but not quite. Almost.
Mm-mm. No. All right. Fuck
let's
her.
Go find this Quilios person and can move on. Do we need to get anything from our establishment before we go? Are we all ready to go after we get the map?
I think I'm ready to go. I can't think of anything.
I think I'm good to go.
I mean, I wasn't planning on changing before we left anyway, so.
I don't think I've seen you in anything else except for, anyways. Mary, do you need your dog or anything before we head out?
No, I'm flying. I got tons of shit. I'm good.
We go find.
I can fly now, by the way. I didn't say that before. I know how to fly. It's pretty dope.
It's definitely
you should
something.
Try it.
I do fly, just not often.
You should try it more.
Sure. Where can I find Quellios? Can I do I know where he's
you
at?
You would know that there's a merchant district, and in there is the cartographer's shop.
Okay. So yeah, we go to the cartographer's shop.
Okay. You show up outside of a kind of dark alley in the Underdark. Out front is lit a lantern with the sign that says Quellios Parchments and Ink. As you walk in, an overwhelming smell of some sort of incense. You can't quite make out what it is, but it smells very earthy. The walls are stacked with parchment, and in the center of the room sits a fairly small table, but rolling off of the front of it, as you guys step in, a parchment rolls and kind of hits you guys in the foot as he says, oh, bother, not again. As he kind of pulls the parchment and begins to roll it back up, sets it back on the table and rolls back to where he was. And he's like, keeps writing. He says, oh, yes. The Owl Bureau is what it was.
Owl Bureau.
I'm so focused on my work, it's difficult to know all of the goings on. How can I help you? As he stands and bumps the table and an inkwell spills all over his map that he was just working on, he says, bother.
I cast mending because I believe that actually helps clear out that kind of stuff.
Is it mending or is it prestidigitation?
Yeah, prestidigitation.
Prestidigitation.
He's like, here.
Oh, thank you. You saved me from expending a cantrip. But I do appreciate the gesture. Thank you very much. I've heard of you folk having quite a good welcome to my shop. You'll have to pardon my manners. I don't speak to people very often. My maps are my life, and it's where I spend most of my time. As he pulls away a what appears to be like he's got like glasses with like they've got not microscopes, what's it called? You know, so he can look very very finely at his work. Takes them off. He's a what appears to be a fairly young drow, finely dressed, in a satin robe that's in different colors of purple and silvers. He says, how can I help you today?
Well, we've been tasked with checking in on Trenton, and no one's heard from them in a little while, and I think the safest route is through the Underdark. And I was wondering if perhaps you had a map that could route us to Trenton, and possibly a few little spots where we could rest or avoid any major confrontations or anything like that.
Oh, yes, I have mapped plenty parts of this world, especially to Trenton, one city so close. Just a moment. As he walks over to a wall with one of these bookcases that's full of parchments, he's like, Sector C, Zone 7, A, B, and C. Subtext 3 and 4, undermarking 2. As he pushes a button, the bookcase begins to shift and it begins to kind of spin. And as you can see, the bookcase kind of slides into the wall. Another one goes in its place. And it continues to happen as though there is like a revolving amount of these bookcases that just have like maps and parchments and parchments. And he's like, there we go. Section C, D, 7. Here we are. And he says, okay, this bookcase. And then he hits a button and it flips again. And he's like, and this bookcase. Do you know which path you'd like to take?
The safest one, preferably.
Well, safe is a objective term. Okay, let's go to...
I would say fastest, anyway.
Fastest, yeah. Let's go to
vertical location 7, flip here. All right. These 7 should offer you probably the safest choices, though they are not without peril. You say you want to travel safely through the Underdark, correct?
Well, it'd be preferable, but I feel like maybe time may be the bigger factor.
Yes, so that is the conundrum we run into here. For there is quick and more dangerous, and slow and more safe.
Or in between.
Somewhere right in the middle as he presses the button again.
Yeah.
Medium speed, medium danger.
He pulls out 3 rolled parchments. They're labeled with a strings of numbers. That just seem unintelligible. It's like a Dewey Decimal System from hell. And he hands them to you, and he says, so, if you will, let me see this first one. As he unfurls it, there's a very long table in there. He says, please hold this corner.
Hold it.
And he hands it to one of you, okay? And then he rolls it out all the way to the under end of the table. And he says, okay, so if you look here, there is some vertical journey on this one, which will take you upward closer to the surface, which can lead to, obviously, undead peril. There is this one, and he rolls that one back up. He unfurls this one, and he goes, this one, as you can see, goes for a while and then goes down about a 40% grade further down into the Underdark, into some larger passages. These are known to have a few minor dangers, but you may be able to sneak through. And then he says, and this one, as he unfurls it, he's like, this is pretty much a straight shot, but it's kind of the Wild West through there. The Wild West, you know, the western part of Irulan. The more dangerous part. But these are probably your safest bets.
I'm following you, boss.
I look at Ophelia and Kuviana.
It's like, I have a question. How fast do you think we need to be there? Like, how important is speed for us?
I mean, it's relatively, but I also don't want to risk our lives completely. You know, whatever we do is going to be a risk, right? We just got to make the right calculated one. You know, I want to know what's going on with Trenton. You know, I want to make sure they're okay.
Which of these is least likely to have us result in us falling to our deaths?
I can fly.
That the straight path is right out then, as he takes it and lovingly puts it back on the bookshelf.
All right. So one or two. Which one's the one that has the big, like, cavern, like it opens up?
Yeah.
That was the straight path, but there are some drop-offs. As you can see here, here, and here, as well as this question mark, this has not been explored as the last party we sent did not return.
Nope, I want the other one.
Okay, I'll vote that one out.
Upper path or the lower path?
Upper path.
Yeah, upper path. The upper path.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not saying anything. Last time I had an opinion, we got into this mess. Let me do your fault now, Lauren.
I will be responsible for the TPK that followed. Got it.
All your fault, Lauren.
It's okay. I've already thought of new character ideas. We're good.
I already had to level this character up a whole bunch. I don't want to do it.
All right. So upper path. Okay.
All right. And he says, please, if you do make it back, be sure to return this. As you can see, this section is now empty, and I would hate to have to remap this. As you can see what happened with the inkwell earlier. It's a whole process.
Understood completely. We'll take the best care of it. Do we owe you anything for this?
No, you are a member of the council. I assume that it's paid for.
Well, thanks for the map, and best of luck with your mapping. And we're going to get out of your hair now. And Ophelia turns and leaves.
Happy mapping.
And he goes right back to working on his previous map.
Okay.
All right. We set out against our adventure, reading the map.
Hopefully it doesn't lead us to our death. Are
you guys planning on leaving now? No other preparations you want to make?
I don't have...
I think I have all my gear on me.
Yeah, Barry's kind of always got his important shit ready to go, so...
Everyone's ready. Do you need to change into walking boots there, Valeria? You good?
Oh, no, this is fine.
All right.
Don't worry about me.
We go off then.
Are they elven heels? Like, they're more comfortable?
Like a little pump, you know?
I would feel like elven heels are actually less comfortable somehow. They're actually
like have that like really high arch that explains why they're so tall.
Yeah, it's like when you live 400 years, you have enough time or 1,000 years, whatever it is, to really practice working in the heel pain.
And as you guys prepare to head out, I think that's where we'll end this episode.
All right. We've got a Valeria. Wow. We've got I can fly. I've established that. So I have all the important things. Good to go.
Super successful.
Yeah. All right. Well, until next time. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.